Some nights I stay up, casting in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
Welcome to Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they'd just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. I am the G-Man. You are listening to Psychic Sherry's World here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And welcome, everybody, who first-time callers that have not been here before. I'm going to tell you a little bit about how we do things here. Sherry will be giving little reads, like mini reads, so between 5 and 7 minutes. What we're going to ask is that you're in a quiet place. You don't have us on speakerphone or any external speakers through your computer. And then what we can do is hear you clearly and you can hear us clearly. I do want to mention that Psychic Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. And we will go through the queue picking randomly. So if you don't get on with us this time, remember you can call back next Thursday night or you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and Sherry is spelled S-H-A-R-I.org, and you will be able to book a read right there on her landing page. So without further ado, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg. How's it going?
My headphones took a poop on me. I forgot to tell you this. This last week, so I'm having to use my different headset, so I might sound a little weird. But it's not the same. I can't hear myself when I talk, and it throws me off. It's odd.
You know, you sound fine to me. But I must say, on this blog talk, there is like a 2 or 3 second delay. So when you say something, and then I'll say something, but it's like a lot of times that we'll talk over each other. It's because of that delay. It just kind of, I think, kind of throws things off just a snidget. But, oh, well, I think you sound fine. I can't tell any difference at all.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I will say
awesome.
You might hear a little voice in the background here. Nikki's over here playing some video games. So you might hear him every once in a while when I'm talking. But, yeah.
That's fine.
Other than that, things are going good. Still working. It's super blazing hot outside.
Oh, it is really hot.
96 degrees here today.
Oh, my God. It didn't get that hot here. It was only like 90, and it was so humid. That is crazy hot.
It is super crazy hot. But we're going to be hitting fall here, on the 23rd? Then we'll have to get out the Halloween stuff.
I love fall. I know. I love Halloween. I absolutely love it. I have some of the neatest Halloween stuff. It's crazy.
Between you and your sister, I tell you what, you guys, to see pictures, if you guys, you know, are out on Facebook and you happen to see them, I know I am on Facebook and I see these pictures. They're awesome. I need to put a little bit more effort into our decorating purposes here since we have a little one with us now.
Oh, yeah. So, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of spooky stuff. It was kind of fun. I think it was a couple of days ago, I was listening to the radio on my way to work, and I was on the highway, and some girl was talking about how her sister really loved psychics and mediums, and she was talking to this one psychic, and she was talking about ghosts and stuff, and I thought, ooh, that's right up my alley. I love this. The minute I said that to myself, my seatbelt chime kept going off, which was telling me that I had a passenger in my passenger side that didn't have a seatbelt on.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, great Scott, I'm going to have to pull off the highway. But I just kind of reached over and had to buckle in my little Casper, the friendly ghost. But I just thought timing, that was just impeccable. The second I thought that, it was as if a spirit just sat right down there and tripped my seatbelt chime.
Right.
So that was kind of fun. I love when spirit does stuff like that.
I tell you what, I miss going out and doing investigations and whatnot. And and setting up all the equipment and sitting there in the dark talking to somebody, and I miss doing that.
Well, maybe you can start back up again. It'd have to be like on the weekends because you work
yeah,
all
definitely.
I know it's hard to find time.
Well, it's hard to find groups in this little area that we're in. There's a group here that they do some pretty cool work and whatnot, and they went to Waverly, I guess, a couple months ago. It just wasn't in the cards for me to go, and I'm not a big Waverly Hills fan anyway. But
I've been there.
Yeah, I think it's overpriced, and my physicality is now with my lower extremities, I can't walk around in a big place like that very well and not trip and fall. Mm-hmm. And I need to see the place before I walk it. And well, and you know, it is what it is. But,
yeah, I've been there, and I don't care for that place too much, but you know, there's other places that I think probably have just as much spirit.
Mm-hmm.
As the Waverly.
I wonder if places like that the spirits would get tired. I'll get it out. Hold on a second. Stop, rewind. I wonder if spirit gets tired of talking to people. Like they have.
Yeah, because every group that comes through there, it's just constant.
Right. With the same questions, the same equipment, the same intent. You know, I wonder if spirit's like, well, these people just go
another
home.
Group.
Right? Yeah.
Another
makes you
one.
Wonder, why mm-hmm. are they here? Oh, wait. Can you tell us your name? No. That would be my response to everything. No, I cannot tell you my name.
Yeah.
My name is Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, they could say anything.
Right?
Oh, that's funny.
So, all right, well, I guess that's enough of us chattering back and forth. How keen are you to start doing these reads?
I think we're ready.
I said keen. All right, here we go. Remember, you guys.
What are we in the 60s?
Right. When I bring you on the line, I'll call out your area code. So, for example, I'll go 317. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather. What that's going to do, it's going to allow Sherry to get into your energy and allow spirit to give you whatever message that they have for you today. So we're going to do something. I don't quite do this often, but I'm going to pull the trigger on this tonight. We're going to take a Skype caller. So Skype caller, what's your name, where you're calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, Sherry. First time I call the show. I meant to call other times, and I've heard her. And my name's Lisa, Arizona. Pretty hot, humid, sticky, sweating.
Okay. And where did you say you're calling from?
Arizona.
Okay. That's on my bucket list. I've never been there. Okay, I'm just kind of scanning your energetic field here just a bit. I'm going to start the timer. One thing that your team is showing me is that you're very good at rolling with the changes, so to speak. When you may have an agenda in mind, and when something doesn't work out well, you're very good at being able to regroup and kind of go a different direction, because they just kind of show me that you can are able to do that. And we love the fact that people like being around you, because you do kind of try to see the silver lining when things don't go as according to plan. One thing they're showing me is there's going to be a lot of things. Your little brain is going to just get over flooded with a lot of information. I don't know if you're planning on going and getting any more schooling, or you're going to start to learn different modalities, because it's almost as if you're preparing yourself they show me you memorizing a lot of things and studying a lot of things. Don't put too much pressure on yourself, because it feels a little
Yes, sir. Hello, I'm still here.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Does it make sense to you what we were just talking about?
Yes, sir. I'm following and recording into my brain cells.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so there is a lot of things that you're going to learn. They show me that you learned something, and whatever it is that you're planning on getting a little bit more schooling or you're getting more information on, it may take a somewhat of a turn, and then you may switch and start learning other things. So if you're planning on going to school, you may switch up some of your courses or something of this nature, but they said it's all okay because it's just the way that it's supposed to be. So you are going to start to learn a lot of things. I just still feel a lot of fear or anxious energy or a little bit of stress around that. And your team wants me to tell you that everything's going to be okay. You are going to be able to retain a lot of information.
Yes, sir.
Which tells me that you are carrying. I'm sorry, what?
No, go ahead. You please. Go ahead.
The backpack is just symbology about carrying around a lot of extra, maybe emotional energy that you're ready to release. Now, they do show me that you will. I don't know if you've already started it yet or if you're getting ready to, because time is like fluid. Time is like water. It's hard to pinpoint the exact time. But what your team is saying is that you are going to start to release some emotional baggage. You're going to start to notice that some of your friends that you used to hang around with or people that you know may kind of start to kind of fizzle out of your life. But then you are going to start to get a new group of people that maybe vibrate into more of the direction of where it is that you're going to be going. You do tend to keep a lot of your opinions maybe or to yourself, or you bite your tongue a lot. There is going to be, you're going to find that there's going to be situations that come up in your life to where you're going to have to start to voice how you feel, or voice how maybe the other person makes you feel, or something of that, to where you're going to have to start to learn a little bit of boundaries, because a lot of times you either bite your tongue or don't say what it is that needs to be said right there in the moment. And then after the fact, it may just really start to get to you, and then you build up anger or resentment. So you're going to be presented with a lot of these opportunities to where people are going to come and kind of press your buttons, and that's going to be your cue to stand up for yourself. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
And so this is what your team has in store for you. And the reason why it's going to be presented to you is because you are ready now to move on to your next chapter. This chapter of your life is getting ready to come to a close, and a whole new chapter is coming with wonderful events, things that you haven't even dreamed or thought of yet. You have a wonderful team that works with you. They know what you want. So they are going to have some beautiful little tidbits, they say, throughout your journey, throughout this next year. The next year is going to be you really working at something, striving for whatever it is you're striving, you're going forward. But there are going to be beautiful times and fun times throughout the year. Of course, there may be a little bit of a downfall because we all go through that. It's just the way life is. It's kind of jumping through hurdles. But the older you get, the wiser that you are. If you look back 5 years ago, you will realize that things that used to bother you 5 years ago don't bother you anymore. It's because you're getting more mature. You're getting more wise. So it's just going to continue to snowball in that direction. So with that being said, these are mini reads, and our time is up. because we do kind of like to get as many people in on the call as we can. So I hope this was beneficial for you.
Yes, thank you. It opened a new chapter of my thinking, and you healed me, and it was kind of spiritual therapy. I appreciate you, and I will listen to your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
All
have
right.
a great
well,
night.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to keep on rolling. We're going to go right here to area code 914. What's your name, where you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hello?
Hello, 914. What's
hi.
Your name, where you
my
calling
name,
from,
yes.
and tell us a little bit about
hi.
Your weather there.
Yes, hi. My name is Catherine, and I'm from New York. And the weather is pretty chilly here. Yeah, it's really feeling like fall, even early winter. For some reason, today was really cold.
Okay. Hi, Catherine. I'm going to go ahead and start the timer. I'm kind of in your energetic field. And the minute you said fall, we love that for you. We love the colors orange. And orange is all around you. And what they're telling me is that you're very creative. We love the way that you can make something out of nothing. And we're not, and of course, we're talking about material things too. You're very creative and artsy, so to speak. Oh, they show me maybe making a little something out of fall leaves, a centerpiece or something. You're able to do things like that with the material, but they're also saying that you can just make something out of nothing. You can have a wonderful experience, a wonderful day. And nothing really, outstanding had happened. So we love the way that you've really been working on being able to make, they just keep saying, make something out of nothing. And we love that. And we don't know if you have started a gratitude journal, but they show me that you're going to start to really appreciate what you have. And whether you have little or whether you have a lot, you're just going to be grateful for that. And something is just pulling me into your heart. And your heart is really going to expand here in the next several months. And you're going to find that you're going to become more sensitive. You're going to become more empathetic. Of course, you have sympathy for others, but you're going to start to feel more people. You're going to start to really get into the energy. Do you do any type of energy work now?
I pray. Yes, and somebody had taught me Reiki a while ago. So, yes, and also you're right, I am in the arts.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
That's pretty amazing.
And, and what is even more amazing is the fact that you haven't even really unlocked your Reiki, we hate to call it your Reiki powers, but that's kind of what they showed me. Your team is showing me this treasure chest, and it's locked. And they said, it's right there. You have the key. But you haven't really dove into it like your team would like you to. You see, Reiki, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have to get a massage table and do hands-on Reiki healing on everybody or do the long-distance healing. You see, I'm a shamanic Reiki master. I'm not really digging touching people or I don't do any of that, you know? And we don't think maybe this is up your alley either, but what it does is it does open up different healing modalities, and it gets you closer to your healing helpers on the other side. So just like the readings that I do, they are infused with healing through the vibration, not so much what I say, but the vibration of the words. And this is kind of down the same thread as what your team is trying to weave in to this reading with you is they want you to maybe kind of go back and kind of revisit that Reiki. Okay, thank you. Boy, they're really throwing me into a whole different arena here. This is kind of funny, and we love this. They are talking about, as we know, everything holds energy, and so does crystals. But even with you, you could. We love. They showed me. I was going to say a rock, and they said no. She could even pick up a stick or a twig, mm-hmm. or a rock, and then you can. You see rocks and even twigs of trees, they record energy. So just like right now, I am holding a crystal quartz in my hand, and I don't know why I just do this. It's recording all of my energy. So if you were just to go out and pick up a rock and then kind of hang out with that rock, and then every time maybe if you were to meditate or every time if you take that rock and go to a place that you love. Let's pretend it's on a beach at the ocean, mm-hmm. and you hold that. It will record the energy and how you felt. So then you can take that rock home with you and sit there in your living room and hold that rock, and you can feel the vibration. You can feel the feeling of being at the beach with here in the ocean or whatever it is that you love. So that's how they're saying how powerful that you see this Reiki can just go off into all different directions. And we would like for you to revisit it because you've kind of shut it down.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So yes. It holds power. And when it feels right for you, you will go back and revisit that. We do love crystals for you. We also love essential oils for you. You're going to be very creative on being able to mix and match all these different oils and come up with your own little remedies for a headache or a backache or a bellyache. Now, it may be a little bit further down the road, but this is what your team wants me to plant this seed with you. Okay? So these are little mini reads. So.
Yes.
I hope this made sense.
Yes, yes, definitely. Yes, all of it was fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. So thank you for calling in. And you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. You as well. Many blessings to both of you. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great night.
Uh-huh.
Bye
thank
now.
You. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, if you're digging what you're hearing, remember, you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and Sherry's name is spelled S-H-A-R-I.org. You can book a read right there on the landing page. Pushing on area code 210, what's your name, where you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
This is Pearl from Texas. And the weather here today is 78 degrees this morning, and this evening it's 93, I think, which is a little bit warmer than it has, actually cooler than it has been.
Okay. Hi, Pearl. I'm just scanning your energetic field. It's kind of funny. Your team kind of lets me in one section, and they just give me a little bit of information, and then they throw me into another section. And then they give me a little bit of information, and they throw me, which tells me that this is kind of the way you roll. You just kind of jump from one thing to the next to the next. I don't know if you've noticed this, but this is what they're showing me, is that you are getting ready to, how do we say this? There's going to be just little things that bug you, just kind of gnaw at you. And it reminds me of the little no-see-ums. They're like the little insects that you can't see, but it just bugs you. It's like a nervous energy. Have you noticed yourself having some sort of nervous energy and you're not quite for sure, anxious or anxiety or a little bit of nervousness?
Yes. But I do have a question for you about, and I think you're going in that direction. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's just see what we get here. Yeah, there's just a lot of nervous energy, of the unknown. And it almost shows me that you're on kind of on a fence about something, and it's just the unknown and just all this stuff. you just jump from one thing to the next, to the next. Go ahead and ask the question. What question did you have?
That's you're hitting right on the question I was going to ask. So I didn't know if you read soul contracts, and I was wondering if my soul contract is up with this current relationship that I've been in for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so I am on the fence about this right now. And mm-hmm. so I was going to see what you picked up on that.
Okay.
And the big question is, what happens if I do leave this relationship? You know, am I better or am I worse off?
Okay. So let's back her up here just a bit. Now, with this soul contract, it's a funny thing because you would not be asking me this question unless there was a part of your higher self that kind of knew that this relationship has already run its course. But the reason why you're not pulling away from this relationship is because you haven't quite learned all of the lessons here. So what we would, and I just got cold chills, so your team confirmed it with me. So what you need to do is when you're in a quiet space, ask your team and your guides. You don't have to know their names. Just say, I call upon all of my helpers on the other side. I need help. Now, what is it that I need to learn here that I have not learned? Now, it may not come to you right then, but they once you ask the question, they will do everything in their power to bring you the solution. If they have to bring it to you in a dream, my team, they know how I roll. A lot of times they'll just bring a human to me and practically shake me with the answer. So, and do some soul searching. Really ask, what is it that I have to learn here? There seems to be some sort of a repetitiveness here with you and relationships. They kind of took me back a little bit. Now you may have to do a little bit of soul searching here. We don't even have to talk about what it is right now. There's a little bit of a common thread here. There's a little, and they're going to take me way back here. There's a part of you that would really benefit from working with your inner child because there's a part of you that doesn't feel good enough. And you created this persona when you was little teeny tiny. We're going to say about 7 and 8 years old. That can hinder relationships, and it can kind of put a little bit of a fog down or a blinder, so to speak, to where you can't see the relationship for the way it really is because of this persona. I don't have enough time. I do work with personas and help people to work with them to where they can transform the personas. So if you would be interested in that, of course, you could call me for a reading. But in the meantime, okay, so see, in a funny boy, you're all over the place. It's like your team doesn't want me to get in too deep. You see, they're trying to throw me off. When I try to get into your energy too deep, they try to throw me off, which tells me that, do you have a hard time expressing emotions, or do you brush a lot of emotions under the rug because you carry a lot of masculine energy? You're very, I carry a lot of masculine energy, and I'm a good leader. And it's like you count. If you want something done right, you do it yourself. Does this kind of sound like you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you've brushed things under the rug here.
But I am expressive. But I have been blowing things off in order just to
okay.
cohabitate. So I think
okay.
that's what you're leaning toward.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to reiterate this and then just go back and ask your guides, what do I need to learn from this relationship? Because once you get it, once it makes sense to you, somehow the relationship, if it is meant to fizzle, will fizzle out on both parties. You're not the only one that's feeling the way you're feeling. Because I can't help but think your partner's feeling the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because there's y'all want to pull apart. but yet there's a rope that ties you together, and neither one of you is willing to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's just a lot of information to try to get out here in like 5 minutes. But so ask your team what it is you're supposed to learn from this. Once you learn it, because you can always walk away without learning that, whatever it is you contracted to learn, because then you'll just get into a relationship with somebody else and have the exact same situation. But it'll just be with a different person. Yeah. So you might as well figure it out now.
Yeah.
And it might not end as bad as what you think it will.
Cool. What does that mean?
That means there's still a part of you that is in love.
Oh. Okay.
You've just,
when you
want to
allow
yourself to feel it.
When you said it won't end as bad as you think it would, what do you mean? What did you see?
Well, I mean, you all may work things out.
Oh, okay. And define how you work with someone's persona. What's persona? Is that personality or?
A persona is something that I create. Let's say that everybody tells me, oh, well, you're ugly. You got short arms, you got short legs, you got a big butt, you ugly. Well, then I may create a persona that's an aspect of me that kind of pulls out of me. It's part of my energy that pulls out of me, and it looks like everything that everybody told me. Oh, I'm short, I'm fat, I'm ugly. And she,
okay.
You know, ugh, can't even look at her. So that little aspect of me is part of me. So then it alters everything I do in my life, because I would never stand up in front of people, because that persona is going to come up and say, oh my God, if you stand up in front of people, they all going to be laughing at you because you're fat and short and ugly. You see? So
mm-hmm.
You have to work with those personas and transform them, and then pull that energy back into you when it's healthy and whole.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're talking about, personas.
Okay.
So with that being said, Pearl, and I love your name, by the way.
Thank you.
That's a pretty name. It's old, but it's pretty. So
thank you.
And it's so funny because your team said, and so are you. Your team is funny. And they want you to really start monitoring what you say to yourself, because they don't like the words that you or the thoughts that you have about yourself.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to watch myself talk. I have to watch the way I talk to myself, my self-talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for calling in. I hope
you
enjoyed
your
little mini read.
I did enjoy my mini read. Thank you so much.
All right. You
You're
have
welcome.
A great night.
Thank you.
Bye now. All right. Remember, you guys, if you don't get on the line with us tonight, you're always welcome to come back next week and check out Psychic Sherry. But if you want more and you want a reading from Sherry, go over to psychicsherry.org, SHARI.org, and she will get you all hooked up right over there. Let's see. Right now, I think we're going to go 956. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I would like to I'd like a reading. My name is Tony, and I want to see what
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. What did you say?
That my name is Tony, and I wanted to see what Ms. Kathy can pick up in regards to my love life.
Okay. Hi, Tony. I'm just kind of scared. Where is it you're calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Texas. Boy, we got Texas and Texas. Okay. All right. So let me just scan your energetic field here just a bit. Okay. It's so funny because I'm getting very thrown into your shoulders, and they say, wow, look at her. We love the way that you walk into a room and you look very poised. Now, you may not feel that way inside, but the way other people see you is a very confident woman who feels like pretty and has her hair did and looks nice. And we love that. Mm-hmm. We do see that a lot of people are very interested in you. You are like a magnet. Does this make sense?
Well, I'm a magnet, but I'm single.
That's okay, because, you know, you got a lot of lines in the water. And that's okay, because your team doesn't want you to rush into anything, because they just kind of want you to play the field, so to speak. Get out there and mix and mingle, and that's what we love. And, wow, they said you have a really pretty smile and something about your eyes. I don't know if people comment on the eyes.
A pretty smile.
Yeah, but we love the smile. But the eyes, there's something about your eyes that when I look at them, I can almost see right into your soul. And that's what people can see when they look at you. And they love the way that you are, you're just kind of out there. You kind of wear your heart on your sleeve. You don't play these cat and mouse games. You're ready for a relationship. You get out there and it's like, boom. It's almost as if you're interviewing people. It's so funny. They're like, somebody can be standing in front of you and you will know within 10 seconds whether you want to be married to this person or not, you know? And it's so funny because they said, you got this down to a T. But the funny thing about all of this is you're kind of out there searching and searching and searching and searching for this beautiful lid to your pot, for this other soulmate. And they said, this soulmate of yours is going to come when you least expect it. He's going to come when you kind of maybe want to just give up or you surrender. This is when it seems like, and it's kind of funny because we feel as if you may already know this individual. Now, it may be someone from your past that's going to come back, circle back around, maybe someone you haven't talked to in years. But there has been some sort of a connection with this individual that we see. Are you a good cook? Do you like to cook? Because your team says we love when you get in the kitchen and cook.
I am a horrible cook.
Perfect. Then maybe you might want to brush up on them skills, because the person you're going to meet loves to eat.
Well, he better learn how to cook.
Or maybe you will go to a cooking class and meet an individual there. It's so funny because they specifically showed me you in a kitchen. And,
oh, my God, I'm like the worst cook ever.
Practice makes perfect. And it's so funny because they're just saying, get her in the kitchen, you know, watch the cooking shows. Try a recipe. You will find, even though you say you're the worst cook ever, they show me that further down the road, you're going to really surprise yourself. You're going to be really good at making casseroles. You say no now. You call back into the show in next year and let me know if you haven't started a cooking show on YouTube. You'll meet someone who's the cook.
Yeah.
That may be it.
I don't have time to cook. It's not that I do not enjoy it. I used to cook. I just do not have time. My work is like so hectic. I mean, when I cook, I cook because I'm either out of work early, but most of the time I get off of work like at 8:30 or 9, and that's really so late for me to be, you know, going and be in the mood of cooking, you know. So I kind of
Why don't you do like I do? You see, I own two businesses. I cook for like 4 hours on Sunday. I'll cook two or three meals, and then we eat on that all week. Cause guess who ain't cooking during the week? And that would be Sherry. It's so funny. Is your car messy? As you were saying, Irene goes, "Do you need to clean out your car or something?"
Yes.
I know, cause she's like, "Oh my God, look at all this crap in her car, man! She needs to clean her car out." It's just, I used to ask Irene, why would you say stuff like that? And she goes, well, it just gives, it gives us a little bit of, stability, or it kind of, to where the things that we say to you that you don't think make sense in the future about the cooking, it kind of gives a little bit more credibility, to those that haven't happened yet. And that's why she threw in about your car. Because you were kind of thrown off about the cooking.
Messy.
Yeah. So,
I feel guilty.
The cooking is going to be very beneficial. There's going to be something about you and the new romance is going to be cooking. So.
Oh, Lordy.
Whether he's going to do all the cooking, I think you want to be in the kitchen. Because we show you in the kitchen and you do learn to love it. So.
Yeah.
So there is a lid for your pot, so don't give up. But in the meantime, get out there and mix and mingle. And, perfect. Thank you. They're confirming. We do see. I see hearts coming out of your head, and I do see you in a wedding dress now, whether you wear one or not, but they're just using symbology that you will be married.
That would be lovely. I mean, I really look forward to that. Something, you know. I mean, I've been single for a while, and I think if I do, I've been married, but not married, like with a wedding dress, and that's what I would like to do. Get married, not something fancy, just something small, you know, some type of ceremony, just something small.
Yeah, they definitely, they're showing me this. And they're not giving me the time frame, but it feels, when I see things very clearly, that means the time is closer. If it seems kind of foggy, it's a little bit further out, but this feels very clear. But one thing that's very significant here is, as you were talking about the wedding, they were telling me that it's going to be a really wonderful wedding, but it's not going to be very expensive, because it's almost as if friends and family will come in and pitch in and do things and make things that save you a lot of money. And it has to do with the flowers and the arrangements and the things of this nature, and even the food.
I'm about to get married, which I do hope so. I want something small, close friends and family, nothing fancy. I don't think it should have to be fancy. It's, you know, something simple. I've always said I wanted a beach wedding. I don't know why. And I already have my place planned out where I wanted to get married. I just need to find the guy.
That's all right, because he's there. You just keep doing what you're doing, because you are on the right track. This is your projected timeline is what we see, and there is an individual for you.
And it's somebody from my past.
Or when we say past, it's someone that you've already met. Okay?
Yeah.
So with that being said, we're going to scoot on to our next person.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Likewise.
All right, we're pushing on to our next caller, area code 510. What's your name, where you're calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Yes, hi, this is Camille, and I am in Oregon, where it is, it's calm, it's a little sunny, it's nice.
Okay, Oregon, I think that might, Greg, is that a star on my map? I think it might be.
It might be a star on your map. I don't know that we've had any calls from Oregon.
I don't either. I'm excited. Okay, so let me just, can you tell me just another, I got crazy there. Can you tell me a little bit about your weather one more time so I can get in your energy?
Yes, so we had some rain earlier in the week, and now it's sunny. There's a little bit of haze. I live on the coast, so you see haze slowly, like fog slowly drifting in, but it's still a nice weather.
Okay, perfect. I'm in your energetic field now. One thing that your team is telling me is that we love when you write a budget or you write things down. There's going to be a need. You're going to go through and start to clip and start to save money. I feel like I want to clip coupons, but I don't think coupons are, I'm old school. I don't even think they have coupons anymore. But you're going to find ways to save money here and there and there. There's something to be said for saving money. And you're going to start to almost make this like a scavenger hunt on where can I save more money and more money. Not that you're desperate for money, but there's it's like a game to you, and you get very good at it. Everything, it's just going to really be wonderful. We love movies for you. There must be a need for you to maybe relax and forget about the day and just watch a movie. You know how when you watch a movie, it kind of takes you out of your life and throws you into somebody else's?
Yes.
Your team kind of would like for you to just chill and take care of you, because your emotional body has been beat up a little bit. I see some bruises in the emotional body. And you're very analytical, and you do tend to almost be a perfectionist, or you tend to beat yourself up. Does this kind of sound like you?
Yes.
And there's really no need for that, because this earth is a hard one, and everybody makes mistakes. It's so hard here. And not that really some of the things that you did are mistakes. You just wanted to experience things. There does seem to be not just you, but it's in your energetic field around you. There seems to be people that are in either dire straits or emotional crisis, and somehow they all seem to flock around you. Are you the center point of helping people?
Yes, I believe I am.
Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is they trust what you have to say, and you make them feel secure. And you try to be very fair and help them. But sometimes it may come off that you're a little bit controlling, but it's just because you've been there. You don't want them to experience the same maybe heartache that you did.
Right.
But, yeah, and sometimes they, you know, get a big bug up their butt, but it's like they know. It ain't going to push them away. They still keep coming and coming. There's a part of you that is, when I get further into your soul, into your heart, you truly have a heart of gold. You don't want to see anybody go hungry, do you?
No.
You know, if someone comes into your house, you offer them food you might have experienced either homelessness in this lifetime or where you really struggle with food, because if you did not experience it already throughout this lifetime, because I do feel like you have been through a rough journey, then it was from a past lifetime. When you see someone who is homeless, or when you see someone who is starving, does it just hits you right to the core, doesn't it?
It does.
So, okay, thank you. Do you have back problems? I'm very drawn to your back. You hold a lot of energy in your back. It feels stiff to me.
Yeah. Today it is stiff. It's not, you know, mm-hmm. normally like that.
Yeah. So one thing that we would love if you could do is to dance. Mm. You don't have to dance like you up on American Bandstand, but you can dance in your living room, and that will help shake up Irene's so funny. I ain't saying that, Irene. It'll help you shake things up. And we love the rattle for you. Now, I'm going to do this rattle. There's something about this rattle. Feel how that sounds really good to you?
Yeah, okay.
And you can do a rattle because it's the sound. And if you don't have a rattle, even a pepper mill, shake something up like that where you hear that rattle, because we love rattles for you. That will help you to release energy. We love for you to burn a white candle.
Okay.
I'm getting thrown into your home. Your home, and not to scare, it feels like the energy is a little bit depleted, and it feels dark to me. So I don't know if you need to open up more windows, but the energy feels sad.
Yeah.
So, do you get affected? Let's see. Do you feel the energy in your home? Does it feel depleted to you?
I'm standing in a darker room right now.
You're what?
I'm in a dark room right as we make this conversation. So,
okay, then that's probably what I'm picking up on.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's me. I have a child and I have a couple cats. And I like them a certain way, but, you know, the child does this, the cats do that. I'm like, okay, what in the world? So it is harder to strike a balance. Like, I don't like all these lights left on and all these, like, loud, you know, YouTube and all this. Like, it's too much. It's too much for me. So it gets overwhelming at home. It's overwhelming.
Okay. And that could be because your home will pick up on the energy of everyone
right.
that's in it.
Right.
So what we would suggest is get that energy moving. Play some music. We love gospel music.
Right.
Play that up in there. Open up your blinds. Open up the windows. Sound is very good. You see, like right here, hear that? I have wind chimes inside of my house.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I got them outside too, but I got some great ones inside. And that moves the chi. That moves the energy. It's just a little bit of stuck energy. If you could open your windows and get that energy going out, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
And playing music. And don't be... Well, you can play anything you want. We wouldn't suggest that you play like rap music or that hard rock and roll.
Yeah.
We would suggest more soothing music. We love country music too, but we love the gospel.
Okay.
There's something about that church music, man. It just opens your heart.
Interesting. Okay.
Did you have do you either now have a grandmother? Or that's here on the earth plane or on the other side? Because I feel there's a grandmother energy that loved gospel singing.
Ew. Yeah, the grandmothers are both on the other side.
Yeah, so, you know, they like to come in and check in on you often and help you to raise your energy. Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm very drawn into your heart energy, real real quick too. I don't know if you've been having, and I am no doctor, I don't know if you've been having fluttering of your heart or heart palpitations or something, but there's something about the heart. It doesn't feel physical to me. It feels more energetic. Do you tend to put a border up around your heart when it comes to letting people in? Are you very leery of who you let in as friends?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah. And the more that you close that down, the more you're going to start to get little pings and flutters and things of your heart that you're like, oh, what's going on here? That's just your body. That's your heart saying, open up to everyone. But you've had to be that way. You've been this way since a little girl. You learned that a long time ago.
Yes.
You are an observer. You like to watch people. And you put them through a test, a series of events, whether you're going to let them come into you, closer to you or not.
Yes.
So with that being said, our show is just about ready to end. I could just keep going, but our show is going to end. So thank you for calling in from Oregon. Yay, I'm excited.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. That's you have it. A great night.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, Sherry is right. We're coming up to the top of the hour. We want to thank you guys for hanging out with us on this Thursday night. Remember, join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 Central, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network for Psychic Sherry's World. And remember, if you want a private reading, you can always go over to psychicsherry.org, and Sherry is spelled S-H-A-R-I.org, and you can get a reading right there on her landing page. So thank you guys for joining us, and Sherry, goodbye.
All right. Bye, Greg. Bye, everybody. See you guys next week.
Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.